Andrews is a flat-out star. She is one of the best professionals in the game, and she's only 26 years old. It's fascinating how good she is so quickly. And what was fascinating about her is she got emotional. She shared her story. And to see her immediately pivot into the story that she was covering shows how good she is, number one. And two, shows the amount of courage and the amount of strength that is required as a black woman to stand in the gap for other black women and to speak for an issue that's extremely important to black people. And it should be important to people of this country about how this nation treats its own citizens. And so it was just remarkable to see how incredible she was able to handle and compose herself in such a tremendous, emotionally charged time in our country and a time for all the different players that she was covering. I thought it was incredible, and it just shows how amazing she is as a person and how professional she is as a journalist. I think that she is, I'm partially biased, I know Malika, but I think that she just is just a gem, and we're just lucky to have someone like her in the business.
Nobody here is going to argue with the sentiment. So I think it's easy for us to get caught up in, hey, of course, we all agree with her. But what would you say to those that are like, that's not what journalism is. That's not what a professional journalist does. That's not handling the story the right way.
The people who think that journalism is quote-unquote objective, and I think it's a misnomer to think that. Malika Andrews is a black woman. Breonna Taylor was a black woman. And she is covering a sport that is predominantly black athletes who are concerned about the lives of black people. And she's not a robot. She has to frame these stories in the context of who she is in them. And she cannot do, and that's why she said it's hard to be objective. If you look at Malika Andrews, she's never, you don't see her posting things about Black Lives Matter. You don't see her, any of her coverage. She's been straight as possibly she can. And I think that she took that time to let you know that this is bigger than me just standing here and reporting what's on the court. As a matter of fact, I'm covering a story on the court that's focused specifically what's going on off the court. And so for her to just stand there and act like it doesn't exist would not be journalism, as a matter of fact. She is part of the story because she could have been Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor was an EMT. Her life in the middle of a pandemic was to help save people's lives. And she, who is part of the story about this pandemic, but she's also a story about Black Lives Matter. Say her name. Say her name, Malika Andrews, because Malika Andrews is a black woman. And black women right now, leave them alone. Let them express themselves however they feel. If they're hurt because a black woman was killed while she was sleeping, so be it. And if you have a problem with that, you need to look at yourself in the mirror about this society and who you are to be so callous and so judgmental to think that this is a bad thing. You should be celebrating that the people that stand in front of you, in front of issues that matter to the public, are delivering it to you straight and not lying to your face like what's happening in society right now. The truth needs to be told. It needs to be radically told. It needs to be real. It needs to be raw, because society needs to have a light shine on it, because that is the purpose of journalism